Hello and welcome. You're listening to Radio Money 9 and it's time for Market Masala with me, Shrestha Tiwari. After rebounding sharply in early trades, domestic indices came off from their highs on continued selling by FIIs as they chased high-yield US bonds, restricting the Indian market to hold on to its pullback rally. Furthermore, weakness in global equities along with the unfavorable global cues added fuel to heavy selling towards the closing hours. At close, Sensex was 180 points or 0.34 higher at 52,973 after hitting a high of 53,428. While the Nifty 50 settled at 15,842, up by 60 points or 0.38%. On an intraday basis, the index made a high of 15,977 and a low of 15,739. NTPC, Bajaj Finance, SBI, Maruti and HDFC were the top gainers of the Sensex, rallying up to 3%. On the other hand, Ultratech Cement, Asian Paints, ITC, Tech Mahindra and TCS were the laggards, slumping as much as 3%. Nifty PSU Bank Index led the sectoral pack with the gains of 2.9%. Nifty Realty, Auto, Bank, Financial Services, Metal, Oil and Gas, Media Indices rose anywhere between 0.35 to 2.6%. Whereas on the downside, Nifty Consumer Durables, Pharma, FMCG and IT Indices lost up to 0.75%. The broader markets outperformed the benchmark indices. BSE Mid Cap Index jumped 1.51% and BSE Small Cap Index rose to 1.15%. Paytm rallied almost 9% after the company clarified that it will not acquire Raheja QBE to apply for new general insurance license. Vodafone Idea ends with 12.5% gains on investments from UAE-based telecom major Etisalat. Aditya Birla Capital tanks nearly 5% on the reports of a whistleblower letter forced Ajay Srinivasan, the CEO of the company, out of Aditya Birla Capital. Bandhan Bank surges 8% on improvement in asset quality in March quarter. Capri Global, Macro Tech Developers, Avenue Supermart, LEG Equipments and Balakrishna Industries bounced sharply in the intraday trades. Amber Enterprises, DCM Shriram, Aditya Birla Capital, Affle India and Minda Corp were the significant losers in today's trade. In tomorrow's session, the insurance behemoth Life Insurance Corporation will debut. Currently, the shares are trading at a discount of Rs. 16 to 19 in the grey market. That apart, the Rs. 1,501 crore public issue of Pradeep Phosphates opens tomorrow for subscription and closes on May 19, 2022. Price band for the issue is fixed at Rs. 39 to 42 per share. An investor can bid for a minimum of 350 shares and in multiples of 350 thereafter. Sapphire Foods India, Jubilant Ingrevia, Dr. Lal Pathlabs, Minda Corporation, Galaxy Surfactants, Star Cement, DLF, Bharti Airtel, GMR Infrastructure, GTL Infrastructure and Zydus Wellness are some of the notable companies that will be declaring their results tomorrow. That's all on Money 9 with Market Masala with me, Shrestha Tiwari. Keep listening to Radio Money 9 for more such updates on the market.